hairless creature. Doing such things? Acting this way? What a fool this knight is! But I'll correct this. I must correct this. What? He's here. All right. Send him in. Leave us. I hope you know why I've called you here. Yes, I am in danger. No, I know not from where at the moment. But I know why. Recently, I have noticed certain behaviors from you. You've been distracted in your duties. You have been staring at things when it's not appropriate to do so. And you have repeatedly ignored me when I've spoken to you. Reading too much into things. How dare you? Normally, you would have drawn your sword by now. But all you've managed to do was barely avoid my blade. Something is terribly wrong with you, my knight. Terribly wrong. Never fear. I can explain these symptoms. But for you to understand, I shall have to tell you a story. Many years ago, I met a hunter when walking through the forest. He was handsome, brash, and very passionate. We fell in love almost immediately, and made plans to run away together. Away from my station, away from the forest, and away from whatever arranged marriage lay in my future. But I was unwise, with eyes unable to see what the hunter really wanted. My wealth, my station, and many other things I was unwilling to give. Alas, I did not know why I did not want to give these things. I only remember fading days where my thoughts were only of him. His face as I looked to it at all hours of the day, and ignored warnings of what men like hunters really wanted from a princess. What all greedy lovers want from their mates. Which I discovered far too late. Which is why you were assigned to my protection since that day. What does this have to do with you? Surely you jest, my dear protector. It is clear to me that you are in love. There is no need to act shocked. You have the misfortune of being more easily read than a storybook. And the even greater misfortune of being in love with a princess who can never love you back. For you see, all of my older sisters and brothers are now married. And now it is my turn to find a spouse. Likely, I will not love him. Do not act so surprised. I'm not. This day was coming ever since I was born. And perhaps it is better this way. My heart will be protected from betrayal and disappointment if I am to marry someone I do not love. However, no matter who I marry, you are bound to remain in my service. But since you have been enchanted thusly, and are unable to properly command yourself, it is up to me to take this matter into my own hands. The servants outside have locked the door, as you may have already guessed. You are not to leave until you are taught a lesson about how to control your emotions. Oh, come now. Must I remind you of your vow to always protect me from harm and do none to yourself? You are bound to follow my orders. Never forget this. My first order is that you bring me that chest from the corner. Very good. Now remove your clothing. Do not make me repeat myself. Good. What do I have in this chest? I have what I need to ensure that you never let your guard down again.